Hello and welcome to another edition of Podcast at Equity Manager. So the new year has started. So first of all, Happy New Year to everyone and wish that 2025 brings you better decisions on your investments and you grow and prosperity in your investments as well as your health. So we will analyze what happened over the last year. Nifty ended again another year in positive returns. About 8% year on year. So overall, the markets, if you see, went through volatility in the middle of last year, approximately March, April, we had severe correction and then recovered. And then again, we started seeing a rise till September and October. And when valuations become very high, as we had mentioned in our previous podcasts, the market corrected. And the year ended a little bit on a damp note because of corporate results coming in slow and, not much cheer in terms of corporate India and the GDP numbers. But overall, you can see that again, you know, the Nifty ended positive. I'm now coming to how to analyze the growth which we have in our portfolio. See, Nifty is a benchmark. So, Nifty has grown 8% approximately. और अगर आपके इन्वेस्टमेंट्स हैव आउट परफॉर्म द इंडेक्स इन टर्म्स ऑफ परसेंटेज गेन यू हैव डन वेल इफ योर इन्वेस्टमेंट्स हैव नॉट आउट परफॉर्म द इंडेक्स देन प्रोबेबली द इन्वेस्टमेंट्स नीड टू बी रिलुक्ड एट और यू नो यू मे हैव टू वेट फॉर सम मोर डेज टू सी वेदर योर डिसीजंस आर प्रॉपर एंड करेक्ट बट ओवरऑल ये है कि दैट अगर मार्केट ने एक रिटर्न दिया है वो तो ठीक है हमको अपने इन्वेस्टमेंट्स की तरफ देखना है इंडिविजुअल स्टॉक्स की तरफ देखना है व्हाट इज़ द नेट कंपाउंडेड एनुअल ग्रोथ रेट जिसे बोलते हैं कैगर यानी ईयरली गेन हमारा कितना परसेंटेज हुआ है सो दैट इज़ वेरी इंपॉर्टेंट उसको समझिए एंड एज वी बिगिन द न्यू ईयर 3-4 थिंग्स विच वी कैन डू एंड इफ यू राइट देम डाउन एनालाइज देम एंड इम्प्रूव अपॉन देम वी आर ऑन द राइट पाथ द फर्स्ट थिंग इज Did we do any sort of impulsive buying? Did we do any sort of buying which is based on tips and recommendations randomly? Number two, did we succumb to fear when the markets are down, corrections are down? Did we stop our SIP or sell our stocks in panic? Did we succumb to greed? Greed matlab jab markets rise hote hain, when they were rising, then did we do FOMO buying? FOMO buying matlab fear of missed out. Matlab, ओ अब तो और बढ़ेगा तो चले अंदर एंटर करते हैं डिड वी डू दैट वे नंबर फोर वर वी डिसिप्लिन्ड इन आर सेविंग्स एंड इन्वेस्टमेंट यानी कि हमने कभी अननेसेसरी एक्सपेंसेस ऐड कर दिए इम्पल्सिव बाइंग ऑफ गुड्स लग्जरी गुड्स और ट्रैवल और यू नो जिसके बिना जो हम वी कुड अवॉइड इट एंड बिकॉज ऑफ दैट वी हैड टू कट डाउन ऑन आर सेविंग्स एंड कट डाउन ऑन आर इन्वेस्टमेंट्स सो अगर ये हम एनालाइज करें And we can rectify some of the errors and mistakes which we did, that would be great. So for example, me myself have sold something in a little bit of a panic, to nahi bolenge, but you know, in a fear aur girega. And the number second mistake, which I myself did, and I would like to inform the listeners, and if you do that, rectify it, is that waiting for more and more down when market corrects. So, in the March time frame, I could see that the markets have corrected to good valuation. Some stocks had come to good value. But I thought, let me wait more to add more. Wo kabhi nahi hota hai. So, remember, in the market corrections, you can never, never, ever time the bottom. And never, ever sell when there is fear. And never add when you feel just ki bhagega aur khareed lete hain. The decisions should always be backed by data. There should be lesser emotions in our investment decisions, more of data and logic. And someone who can master that will be able to create better returns over the index year on year. Finally, inflation ko beat karna hamara goal hai. Inflation is actually for most of us who are, paying rents or EMIs and you know, education, etc., not depending only on the food purchase from our income, our inflation is in the double digits. So we have to generate double digit plus returns, yani ki 12 to 14% return to be able to keep up pace with inflation. So that's it for this edition, and we will keep bringing to you better content, more sane and value advice and guidance this year in the markets and in the crypto space.